Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It is the 28th of August, 2025. If you want to call in, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. I'm here with my co-host Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer Cal Hunter. This is our 4.5 years worth of wonderful Radio Law Talk. We try to make it exciting and entertaining, and maybe informative at times. But you know what? This is just we have a good time, and we're so thankful for you following us either on line. Some people listen to us live at RadioLawTalk.com, or through the radio of your local station. Remember, tell your local stations, put us on. You know, we're going to be a force to be reckoned with. And Vermont is not listening, but let's make sure we get in Vermont, because we talked about Vermont this past hour. We're going to talk about some interesting things. We're going to talk about wrongful death lawsuits by workers of a state prison. And then we're going to get into some other interesting issues with ABC News, the Scott Peterson trial. And everyone's like, what? Wasn't that from a long time ago? Yeah, we're going to tell you what's the latest on that. And the Prop 22, and I know this has nothing to do with, they're like, wait a minute, this is California. Most of our listeners are outside of California, by the way. But this applies because very important for Lyft and Uber. Are they going to leave California? I'm not saying they will or won't, but there's some new Supreme Court. I'm not Supreme Court, but new court rulings on Proposition 22, which basically says that these Lyft drivers and Uber drivers and any type of driver that's like, Uber Eats or that deliver food, whether they're independent contractors or not.
The gig economy.
Yeah, they call it gig, but to me, when I heard gig workers, I have no idea what that meant, so that's why I brought it up there. And then if we have time, we probably don't, but if we do, we're going to talk about cameras in the courtroom. Should there be cameras in the courtroom? And some interesting things to talk about with cameras in the courtroom. And actually, you know, kind of even starts back, I always say, with O.J. Simpson. I'm going to say it was the very first, even though they've had it before, real big story where people became famous because cameras were in the courtroom.
Yeah. I remember. Do you remember the William Kennedy Smith trial from the 90s?
Yes.
And that was the first one I remember, because when the alleged victim testified, they had this they blurred out the face, and it wasn't a mosaic. They literally just had this like circle around the face where you couldn't see the individual that was there. And the big question was, were they going to sell ad space for that? Because are they, you know, what are they going to do here? This was back
McDonald's
in the 90s, and it was like, yeah, that was the first time that I had seen that. But that case, by the way, was that case was what really was the one that said, yep, I think I might want to go to law school. I think I want to be a lawyer.
Was that so case. When was the O.J. Simpson case?
O.J. Simpson was – it occurred in 94. The incident occurred in 94. I know the verdict came out in September of 95 because I was in law school. They stopped the class, wheeled in a television set, and we watched it.
Yeah, that's so, what I'm saying. I mean, I remember the Kennedy one, but that wasn't the fanfare,
yeah.
Was not nearly as big as the O.J. trial. That had to be the – what do they call it, the trial of the century?
With the Dream Team. Yeah. And they called it the Dream Team because it was so shortly after when the U.S. sent all of their great basketball players to the 92 Olympics.
Right.
So they had the Dream Team of lawyers for O.J. Simpson a couple years later for this case.
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
And yet, the glove fit. It's so ironic to me.
Yeah.
It did fit. I doubt it fit well.
I don't understand the problem.
It was wet with blood. Of course it shrunk a little bit.
Well, what does that tell you? It tells you about an individual that definitely needs to practice that before and see, okay, here's the rule. Don't ask a question unless you know the answer. That's what they say to lawyers.
Yep.
Don't do something you don't know what's going to happen, because I think it was just like, okay, let's do this, and that ruined it.
I have to say something because it just came to mind. Do you know that Sirhan got probation, or is getting
parole last night?
And,
yeah.
And six of JFK's kids said no, they're very upset, but two testified in favor of Sirhan Sirhan.
So I know he's coming up for it. He's coming up for it, but did they already say
done?
Yes?
Done.
He's out?
And he's not out yet, but he's getting paroled.
And then for those of you who don't know, Sirhan Sirhan was the one who killed RFK.
Who was found guilty.
Yes.
And so what happens is there's a brief little period while it settles, and then it goes to the governor's office, and it'll be interesting to see in the midst of a recall whether Governor Newsom decides it would be politically expedient to release the guy who killed a Kennedy. Because it's going to be political. You know it is. I'm sorry. I hate to, but it's going to be political.
Wow, that happened. What year did that happen? The Kennedy was Robert.
1968.
Boy, he served a long time.
No, it was. I lived in Medford at the time, and I saw him the week before.
Sirhan.
Yeah, it's in the very late 60s, but I think it might even be 70.
So let's say 70. That's still how many? 70, 80, 90, 2000. That's 50 years he was in prison. Because he was young at the time.
Yes.
Wow, letting him out. Interesting, Cal. That's going to be interesting. Look, I'd be very careful. I mean, look, that's a danger to him, too, getting out of the
system. It's a danger to him. It's a danger politically to the governor. It's
society.
A danger to pretty much anybody.
It was 1968.
68, that's what I said.
50 years, round numbers.
Wow.
No, not
53 years, 53 to be years. There's a reason I know that specifically. It was the year I was born.
Right, right.
Yes.
Oh, good grief.
53 years.
That's a connection to Sirhan Sirhan.
And he's getting out of jail, man. What are you doing?
I don't know. You're the one that said you saw him.
Well, what's he going to do?
No, not Sirhan. I saw Robert Kennedy.
I know, but you weren't clear on that.
Is he going to go get a job like working at a hotel or a convenience store or a grocery store or something?
Right.
What's the guy going to do?
What do you do? And does he have family or friends? You know, I don't know. You know, who knows? Mm-hmm. I remember seeing the pictures. I mean, he was pretty young at the time. I don't remember. Was there a reason why? Did he say why he shot and killed him?
Just did it.
Wow.
And he was a loner. There are people who say that he was selected to do the job by some, you know, dark conspiracy, because he was a loner, didn't have any family. There was nothing connecting him to anything. So that was one of the reasons that,
think about it. What do you do if you've been in prison for 50 some odd years?
Right.
That's all you know, 53 years, and you get out. Do you like go? I've always wanted to see Yellowstone or Yosemite. What do you do?
Good point. I'll tell you, this is what I think he'll do. He's going to get out, and there are these things that they didn't have when he was convicted and put in prison. These sites called Twitter and Instagram and stuff, and he will start accounts, and people will flock to it just wondering, and he'll mass this huge following and start making money as a social influence.
But remember, he also has not seen a personal computer or a cell phone.
Well,
or
the in jail,
which you access.
I'm certain you've seen those things.
A cell phone in prison?
In prison.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
He's not supposed to.
They're not supposed to, but probably he has.
Interesting. So that just happened today or yesterday?
Last night.
Last night.
Last night.
Yeah, wow. And it's really, really
stunning to me.
Stunning.
I was stunned by
me
it.
Too. I couldn't believe it.
So how old would he be about? He's in his 80s, you think? Does he probably? Well, he looked like he was in his 20s. Well, someone's Cal's jumping on his.
I know he's not 53.
Yeah, I bet he's in his, because he was in his 20s. I think at the time.
He's got to be close to 80, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
77.
77. So he could technically, if he's healthy, live another 20 years. Could be in his 90s. He could live to his 90s. Wow. When we come back, we're going to do a case or no case, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the San Quentin case. I've got a few takes on that. And then we're going to get into Scott Peterson, ABC News. A lot coming up, and the most important thing? What?
You know who's getting hammered for the release of Sirhan Sirhan right now? Is the L.A. County prosecutor, because he opted not to make any plea to try to keep him incarcerated.
Didn't even show. Apparently he no longer represents the people.
Oh.
Yeah, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah. We'll be back after this.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talks.
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. How did that happen?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So hour three, it's the most important thing that people sit and listen for 3 hours, and that's for case or no case, Cal.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, here we go. to Sacramento, California, the Bibba family ran a fine Italian restaurant. And you know how the restaurant business is. Employees come, employees go, and without too much fanfare. But the Bibba family says a former employee stole their recipes, stole their trade secrets, and is copying the restaurant's menu. After Bibba closed last year, a bartender there opened a new restaurant in East Sacramento called Bibba and eventually changed its name to Mattone Ristorante. He wanted to name it after the iconic chef Bibba Chagiano, who died in 2019. So he ended up calling it the Mattone. He wanted to name it after her, like we said, and the family said no. And they said the new place better be distinct and different from ours, and it was not. So they went to a lawyer, and they said, this guy not only took my Nana's name, and here's the outrage, Fred Penny, they took our lasagna recipe.
Uh-oh.
That's right. So they said, do we have a case or no case? They said they misappropriated our name. They created a false designation by association, yada, yada, yada. So the question is, case or no case? Whose turn is it? Denise?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. What say you about the matter of the Ristorante Sacramento?
The Bibba? Is that the actual name? You know, you can change names, huh?
Oh, yeah. And I may.
And I am going to say that, you know, part of me thinks that you have to think like Cal. And all of the cases today were no cases. This may be an exception, or this may be the pattern.
Hmm.
But you said something to me that makes me believe it's a case, because you actually said a valid legal theory. Misappropriation of name and trade secrets.
That's what they said to their lawyer. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I am going to say that this is a case, and I think it involves the one that had the race, you know, that used to do the race every year, that restaurant.
Eppie's
big race. It could be that family. I mean, it could be based on that family or something similar. So I'm going to say it's a case, and it has not been completed yet. It's still, like, in process.
Fair enough. Mr. Penny, what say you about the matter of the Bibba and the lasagna recipe, not to mention the lasagna verde or bolognese?
All I got to say is the Eppies, by the way. Eppies was at one time in the 60s was huge. I mean, they were like the Denny's of, I mean, there weren't that many of them, but there was a few of them in the Northern California area. And it's just funny, if you don't stay on top of things. I know the original owners gotten up there in years, but it's sad because there's a famous Eppies race that they would do for charity. Look, here's the situation. I wasn't involved as a lawyer, but I know the lawyer's involved in two restaurants. They're Mexican restaurants, and actually they're well-known now, and they're very popular, where it was the owners and the chefs that got in a disagreement, and the chefs went off and started their own, and they were competing restaurants, and they sued each other because they're using the same recipes. Very difficult in general, I'm talking in general, to sue someone saying you're using my food recipe, because food recipes are difficult to say that you have the rights to them, right? Now, you can change, okay, we use a tablespoon and a half of salt instead of a tablespoon, right? So those are difficult cases to win. I truly believe that this is a scenario, but it is not a case.
All right. Well, you're entitled to your opinion, Mr. Kuhner.
That's true.
That's the whole point. Mr. Kuhner, what say you?
You know, Cal, you live very dangerously.
Thank you.
Extremely dangerously.
I do.
And I say that because, well, I just got to ask, was the movie Coming to America played at all in your locale up where in your neck of the woods?
Is that the Eddie Murphy movie?
Oh, he feigns. Oh, was that the Eddie Murphy movie? I have no idea.
I've never heard of it.
The subplot of which was the guy operating a restaurant called McDougal's that looked suspiciously like McDonald's, down to the point that he actually had the McDonald's handbook hidden away in his desk, and he did that whole thing.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
I think that you took this from Coming to America. They were sued, by the way. for misappropriation of the movie title and story, but they prevailed. So I say you live dangerously by treading there, but this is not a case. I think you lifted it from Coming to America.
You think so?
I do. I do.
Well, that's fascinating to me. I love listening to the way all of you
I love it too.
Sit there and think this over and ruminate and talk about the old restaurants and the McDougals. And I just think that's great. Now, who said this is a case? That would be Denise. Uh-oh. Well, Denise. Congratulations.
Oh, Denise. You nailed it.
Not only is it a case, you were correct in the fact that it's still being adjudicated
wow.
in the courts. That's a two-pointer for Denise.
What's the name of the restaurant, really?
That's the actual name.
Wow. It's called Bibby's?
Bibba.
Bibba.
I have to look it up.
Yeah.
Bibba Restaurant in Sacramento, California.
Quite a story, yeah. So it's pretty
wow,
interesting
Denise.
Stuff. And you're right, Fred. The reply to the lawsuit was... Well, how can you tell, Your Honor? I mean, chicken cacciatore is chicken cacciatore.
Right.
You know,
right.
How do you tell, right?
All right, take us out, Cal.
Waters.
He gives Denise credit because she got both the fact it was a case and it's still pending. And then he goes to Fred, and you're right, Fred. And then looks at me, Todd, you're just an idiot.
No, I never said idiot. Never crossed
okay,
my
boys
mind.
And girls.
We'll be right
see
back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. General Kenneth McKenzie is the commander of U.S. Central Command. He says we are relying on the Taliban for security at the airport in Kabul.
We expect those attacks to continue, and we're doing everything we can to be prepared for those attacks.
That includes reaching out to the Taliban, who are actually providing the outer security cordon around the airfield, to make sure they know what we expect them to do to protect us.
Americans on all sides are wondering why we are partnering with the people we've been at war with for 20 years. The investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic should continue, said Thomas Wright, a senior fellow of foreign policy at Washington-based think tank Brookings Institution, after U.S. intelligence agencies earlier this week delivered an inconclusive assessment on the issue to President Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm done. I'm out here.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
And when you've been living hell to me, you blistered me since 1963. I've seen them come and go, and I've seen them die. And long ago I stopped asking why.
Johnny Cash, what a legend, and was the type of individual that would go sing at state prisons, Folsom State Prison, and I don't know if he's ever been to San Quentin, but he sang about San Quentin.
This is a cut from him singing live at the Q.
Yeah. And so he's been to San Quentin, but he would go there. And that's interesting.
Yes, Todd, the Q, I said it.
San Quentin.
Well, when I lived in San Diego, it was Qualcomm Stadium, and they called it the Q. I'm just thinking, wow, it means something different depending on the context.
Right. So what's happened is, don't forget, during this whole COVID outbreak, there's been issues within the prison system that because there's such close quarters that they've had COVID outbreaks. And the problem occurred that within the state system, a lot of the, you know, and rightfully, I don't blame them. A lot of the prison guards are showing up sedated. They're sick, quote, sick, and didn't want to show up to be infected by these COVID patients. And there's a wonderful man by the last name of Paul Polanco. Mr. Polanco had been a guard for quite some time, was 55 years old, and went ahead and said, look, I'll go in and carry a lot of the burden and do an awful lot of work because there's people not showing up. His wife said, please don't. Well, he died of COVID. And they are bringing a lawsuit against the state prison system for a wrongful death due to the COVID, him dying of COVID while in prison. Now, here's the issue. The big issue is why or how can they do that? And this is not just California, but it's other states. Every state has a rule that you have an opportunity to bring your case under a workers' compensation claim. And so they do have a remedy outside a third-party lawsuit, and a lot of states don't basically allow you to bring a third-party lawsuit against your employer. You have workers' comp, and that is the remedy. Now, how is this occurring, and why is this occurring? And, by the way, that's a lawyer calling me. But why is this occurring? And the reason is there are – and it doesn't say it in what we're reading because I haven't read the whole complaint – but there are exceptions to the workers' comp rule. Here are a few of the exceptions. One is you can bring a claim or a case outside the workers' comp system against your employer if they do not have workers' comp insurance to cover them. You can do that. There was fraudulent concealment. Or one of the big one is intentional acts like assault, right? If there's an assault or they intentionally try to cause you harm. And so they have to fit within those molds to prove that the employer, and there's a number of other little ones, but there's a whole list of exceptions to the workers' comp remedy, and I'm assuming they are arguing that outside they had an intentional act of making him go work and caused him harm.
But he volunteered. You said that he volunteered to go to work.
He did.
So how can they get him under being compelled to go to work if he said, "Well, I'll just go because I'm a nice guy"?
Yeah, I'm not saying what's right or wrong. That's what I'm saying is the only reason why I think they can sue outside the workers' comp system, unless they're suing within the workers' comp system. I haven't read the complaint on this one. I've heard about this and I've read some articles about it. But I'm telling you, that's the only issue that they can bring forth or argue.
Understood.
Yeah, and you know, another one of them was serious and willful misconduct is an issue. And to your point, Cal, let's say that he volunteered to go to work, right? And let's say for the sake of arguments that he didn't die and this is not one of those exceptions to the workers' comp law rules, and there was workers' comp that was available for him. Work comp couldn't come in and say, well, we're not going to cover this because you volunteered to go to work. Even though you got hurt on the job, you volunteered. Whether somebody volunteers to go to work, once you are there working, you're entitled to certain protections and insurance and you're covered.
You're driving. Well, you volunteered to drive, you had to drive, you're driving. I got
it. The only time the actions of the employee would really come in is if for some reason they were able to show that the employee had done something so far out of the normal protocol,
right,
you know, that the employee did something and was actually more responsible for his own injuries in a way that was beyond what the employer could have anticipated or prepared for or done something. I don't think that's an issue here, but that would be an example where the employee's actions may undercut a work comp claim.
Yeah, workers' comp, when you go in there, there's no issue of liability. It doesn't matter who caused it or what got it. So long as if you were on the job at the time, there's no issue of you got to prove that someone was negligent. It's just you're on the job.
Well, thanks for making that easy to understand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Denise, you have...
Well, California has a special rule for COVID liability. And what it is they have extended the statute of limitations, and they have also made it so that there's premise liability for COVID. If you have premises, people come on your premises, somebody is on your premises that has COVID, you have some liability there. And it's based on negligence, but it's different in California. It's not a standard negligence statute. It is basically if the employer is negligent, then it shifts the burden of proof on the employer to try to defend themselves from it being negligence. In other words, it's not just the plaintiff now that has to show that the employer was negligent. The fact that they caught COVID when it was in that employment setting shifts the burden on the employer not to show they were not negligent. It's not strict liability, but it's close. And it's different than just general negligence statutes. And that is in California only. I don't know if that's other states.
Right.
And in this particular case, what the Polanco is saying is that his correctional correctional facility in San Quentin that he was working for, they had taken in other prisoners from Chino, 122, and they were COVID, at least in part COVID positive. And so they transferred COVID people from Chino Correctional Institute into San Quentin. And not only did other employees die, but also the inmates had passed too. So there's several lawsuits going on.
You know, I hear something interesting that Cal brought up during the break. It was, he said, you know, Cal wasn't saying whatever, he was just saying, interesting that they were transferring out the death row patients, the death row inmates, so they wouldn't get COVID. And it's like, well, I don't think they're even even on death row. I don't think they're – has California even put anyone to death anymore?
There's not a death row now, yeah.
Yeah, there's a the governor in California who's facing a recall election, and we'll see if this changes depending on how that turns out, but has blocked the imposition of the death penalty.
Yeah, there's like a moratorium, right? Yeah.
Whereas Californians have voted twice via initiative to not do that. Right. So it's going to be interesting to see if that echoes down, too.
And Polanco, another thing he's alleging, and this is going to be the interesting part of the case, is how much, as an employer, do you have to protect your employees from known conditions that they have? And in this particular case, he was obese. He suffered from several health concerns, really serious health concerns, and yet they still, the correctional department still allowed him to go to work and be in this type of an environment.
Yeah, they should have said, his argument is, oh, you should have known I was in bad health. And
yeah, his family's argument is that. You should have known he was in bad health.
I think it's going to be interesting. But you got to be careful of making employers liable for stuff like that when, I mean, look, I'm not arguing one side or the other, but just on the other side, they're going to argue, that's why we have the workers' comp system, which, by the way, in a lot of ways are broken in a lot of states too. It's a real difficult system. So really quick, I know before we jump into the ABC issues with some sexual accusations, sexual scandal accusations, it's crazy that all these TV places are big organizations. We see Fox got hit, NBC News, CBS. I mean, I think just about everybody has. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about a South Dakota prosecutor when we come back from the break. And then we're going to do an interesting thing called, at the very end, called Quick Takes. And we'll be back right after that.
Like Fred said, there's some other stuff coming up that you will not want to miss right here on Radio Law Talk. All you have to do is stay right there, because after we break away, we'll be right back.
It's coming right up after we break away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Boys are weird. You're a whiner.
All right, now back to radio.
Radio Law Talk. All right.
I just swallowed some dust from the smoke. Now back to Radio Law Talk. Here's Fred Penny, of course, Todd Kunin, and Denise Dirks.
Here we are. So look, there's a prosecutor in South Dakota, and this is what's very interesting. People realize, you know, you got to be very careful when you're driving your vehicle, because if you did something that you did not intentionally try to do, and this prosecutor out of South Dakota, basically ran over and hit killed a man that was walking along on a rural highway, which, by the way, is dangerous too, and he pled, but it carries a sentence of 30 days in jail and up to $500 fine. And obviously there's a civil case. They can bring a wrongful death lawsuit, but sometimes you can be prosecuted for stuff such as a misdemeanor. Cal, you brought up something interesting about it. What did you think that was interesting about this?
You mean about the South Dakota guy?
Yeah, South Dakota. What was interesting? I was wrong, but you were saying this was very interesting. But if it just comes out down to be, you know, look, you know, not only you get sued civilly, you got to be careful for maybe getting a misdemeanor against you. Is that right, Todd? You're the former prosecutor.
Yes.
That's true. I just want to make sure that's all there is to it. But it's just interesting. People don't realize that. Oh well, it was an accident. Yes, but sometimes someone dies, you can be prosecuted for. What's the lowest?
You can be prosecuted for infraction.
Infraction.
But the thing I find interesting with this case was that the prosecutor he takes a plea deal, and he pleads to three traffic infractions. All of the three of which carried 30 days maximum in jail, if that's what he got. But they were all misdemeanor charges that carried up to a 30-day sentence and a $500 fine. He killed somebody.
Yeah. Right.
And look.
Not intentionally, though. It's not like he tried.
That's true. It's not that he didn't try. I mean, if it's intentional, it's murder. If it's unintentional, but you're reckless in the way you do it, it can be a misdemeanor. It can be manslaughter. And those are misdemeanors. But he didn't apparently plead to any of those.
But it's interesting, though. Think about it.
No, he got a plea deal.
Walking on the rural.
He did get a plea deal, but he didn't have to plead to anything in relating to the death. The charges he pled to were traffic infractions.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Well, they were misdemeanor charges.
Yes.
Not just infractions.
They're misdemeanor charges, but none of the charges had as an element of the crime, if he went to trial, killing somebody.
Well,
they were all traffic-related charges.
Yeah. I don't think they could have got him for killing him because he was walking along a rural highway. And so
I don't know.
The facts kind of led me to believe that it was not, he wasn't even gross negligence.
Yeah, what I'm trying to get to is I've been trying to butt in here. What I'm telling you, as a guy who's handled these type of cases, we don't know what, as Todd said, we don't know what's going to happen, so we can't opine on this because the guy could have been walking, you know, it could have been a dark area, and he could have been coming around a corner. And I know in the country roads we're driving, you come over a hill in the corner, and there's people standing right there walking in the middle of the road, walking on the edge of the road, but there's no room, you know, and you get hit. Maybe that's what happened is really he didn't act negligent or even – not negligent, but not, I guess, gross negligence.
Yeah, I have a question for you. If he pleads to this misdemeanor, does it make it easier in a personal injury suit or a wrongful death suit to win?
Yes, because you can bring that up, and most of the time it depends on a court. So, yes, possibly, and that's exactly right. We, a lot of times in our personal injury cases, wait for the criminal case to end, and we have to sit there and, yeah, what's that, Cal?
Was he drinking? Was there alcohol involved?
Not that we know of. So it could have just been coming over a top of a hill and turning a corner in a 25-mile-an-hour, and the guy was there. I mean, there's
awful,
bikers that bike.
Awful accident.
There's bikers, I see them, and my wife used to do this, that bikes on rural roads. And I tell them that's so dangerous. And it's not because the people that can see you in advance. It's when you come over a hill. And I'm thinking of two hills that I know I travel on this country road that are so dangerous. Even if you're being cautious and you come over the hill, like one comes over the hill and turns directly to the right, you can't see anyone until you're over the hill and to the right and already there.
Wow.
If there's a bicyclist there, and I've come there, and there's been bicyclists close, and you're just like, you try to go around them. What if there's another car coming the other way? Very dangerous.
Person faces a criminal. It's a question for you, Fred. Person, say, in a criminal case, and they're worried about a plea deal and how that's going to affect a civil case because they either are being sued or they know they're going to be sued. So they opt to plead no contest to the criminal case instead of pleading guilty. Does that offer any benefit to them in a subsequent?
The answer is I've never gone against one that they've done and pled no contest, at least that I, on my docket that I've dealt with, so I don't know. But it can. It depends what the court's going to allow in, too, right? Is it prejudicial? There's what's called a 351.
Sure.
In other words, is it so prejudicial to the case that it doesn't need to come in and it's not relevant to the case as to who's at fault? We still, as the plaintiff's bar, has to prove fault on behalf of the driver. We have the burden of proof to prove fault, you know, by preponderance of the evidence, which is just like tipping the scales, to prove whether or not the driver was at fault. And that may cause a problem with the case. But a lot of times you can bring it in as an example. And don't forget, there's a lot of things that – and we wait for these criminal cases. And in a way, we like it. We don't like it because it drags the case up. Sometimes you're waiting 2 years until you can get your case going, your civil case going.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's that. We're going to talk about ABC News more, and this is not a long discussion, but it's very interesting that you've got all these allegations coming forth of sexual harassment on these news stations, and there's already been a number of them brought forth. Obviously, the Bill O'Reilly on Fox and Matt Lauer, Charlie Rose. You even also have executives such as Mr. Ailes, Jeff Fager,
Ailes,
Jeff Fager, that are allegedly had inappropriate sexual, relationships or harassment of women while working at these companies. And now ABC, the one that you thought was like, okay, didn't they missed the arrow. The arrows are missing them. They just have lawsuits by, is it Kim Godwin, which is the new president?
She's the new president of ABC.
Yeah. And she brought one. Isn't she bringing one?
No, she's actually took over, and now this is happening. The lawsuit was brought during her time as president. And she really has been trying to change the culture, and that was one of her primary focuses that she was doing. And unfortunately, she's going to have to deal with this lawsuit. And the lawsuit makes several allegations, not just inappropriate sexual assaults, but also allegations as to other members of the team who this was reported to and their failure to investigate. And so this is going to be an interesting case to look at. I suspect it's going to get settled fairly quickly.
Yeah, all they call us is a person that brought it is a Good Morning America producer.
Yes.
That's all they say. That's all they're saying. So there's a lot going on here with all these sexual harassment. They talk about the, there's also the Walt Disney Company. They
own ABC.
They own ABC, but didn't they? There's a harassment controversy. Let's see. They're saying they've escaped it is what they're saying until this.
Yes, this is the first suit against ABC.
I thought I'd say, isn't it Kristen Crawford is the one that filed the lawsuit?
That is the one who filed. She's a producer and she filed the lawsuit.
Who is she? I don't know who she is.
She's a producer, a staffer. She worked, and the lawsuit is filed against pretty much the senior executive producer of Good Morning America. He was the one that really helped keep it on top. It was the top morning show for a long time. The allegations are quite old. I mean, from 2014.
Yeah, she just bought it in February, right?
But
he's also the guy that controls her career.
Well, no longer. Point.
No.
And he's no longer with them.
I'm saying if he were
the
EP and she was the producer under him, he would have no pun intended, he would have direct control over her career.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Like a very classic control relationship.
Yeah, she made a formal complaint in February. So anyway, that's as exciting as that sounds. That's about it. We got the quick takes. Go ahead, Cal. Who do you want to go first?
Yes, we do. So let me think. I think, Denise, how would you like to do your quick take first? Are you ready to do that?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now it's time for quick takes. Here's Denise Dirks with hers.
The Me Too movement brought a lot more cult type of activity. You've got Nexium and you've got R. Kelly cults.
Interesting. I agree with Todd. When a prosecutor in a double murder recuses himself, I'm giving him benefit of the doubt. Recuse yourself if you feel there's any possibility of issues.
Mr. Kunin, what's yours?
I'm just waiting to see if the defense in the R. Kelly case uses the lyrics to I Believe I Can Fly to show that he suffers from mental delusion or incapacity.
Thanks a million. We appreciate you being with us. This is Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. See you next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
For 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.